And that would be called a...
Sheaf. Something like that.
Well, there's an old expression about finding a needle.
Oh, a haystack?
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No. Well, I guess they would if they didn't want it, if it was just junk. But they keep it around. You know, they use it now to feed their animals.
They wouldn't put it in a haystack first and then use it as a needle?
Well, no, because if you put a big haystack, it starts to heat up on the inside and decomposes.
Oh.
And you can actually stick your hand in it and get burned. That's how hot it gets.
All right, have you ever heard of a place for storing hay? It's just four poles and a sliding roof?
No.
Have you ever heard of a hay barrack?
No.
Okay. When you first cut hay, what do you do with it?
When you first cut hay?
Yeah.
Just mow it.
Okay, if you just rake it up or something in a small pile.
I wouldn't know.
Where do you keep horses?
In a barn. Well, in a barn there are stalls for horses.
How about a place that is exclusively for horses?
Exclusively for horses.
Yeah, just at a riding school or something.
Oh, a stable.
Yeah. Simply because besides the barn, is there a special place where you milk cows outside?
They used that I know of.
Have you ever heard of a milk gap?
No.
The ordinary
no.
Where do you keep hogs and pigs?
In a pig pen.
Appropriate, anyway.
Is it a shelter or is it?
Well, it has some sort of a shelter, usually a tree. They build it around a tree.
What do you call a place that produces milk and butter?
A creamery.
Okay. What about a farm that has cows exclusively?
A dairy farm.
Alright, is there any other meaning for dairy besides the farm itself? Can it also be a processing plant? Or is that a creamery?
No, well, a creamery would be a processing plant, I think.
Okay. What do you call the plot of land around the barn where you might let the cows chicken?
The pasture.
No, closer in. Where they just kind of run around. Between the pasture and the barn.
For cows now?
And chickens and mules, just where the whole gang kind of hangs out.
Well, that would be the farmyard.
Okay.
But an enclosed area for horses would be a corral.
Do you know anything about raising cotton?
Nothing.
Where do cotton and corn?
In rows in a field, cotton field.
Tobacco grows in
a field, I think.
Okay, what grows in a patch?
In a patch? Well, there's the old briar patch, Uncle Remus's briar patch. Mostly berries would grow in a patch.
Okay. You wouldn't say that tobacco grows in a
patch? I wouldn't say it, no.
Alright. What kind of fence would you have around a garden or a yard? What are the different kinds of little fences like that?
Around a garden or a yard? Well, there's a picket fence, which is decorative.
Made out of?
Wooden slats, usually painted white, pointed at the top. There is a chain link fence, which is according to the height, usually used for security, possibly with barbed wire strung at the top. There's a barbed wire fence, which is inexpensive, used to keep cattle in, or electric fence. Other fences, there would be a brick wall, stone wall.